And some said when they got filled, all they did was they spoke with tongues. Others said they seen a beam of light. Others said, say other thing. Some say, when I got filled, the wind blew on me like it did on the day of Pentecost. And see, you don't teach people your experience. You teach the word, how to receive like the word says. We'll get to that later. But the thing I want you to see that in his name, you can speak with new tongues. Because the Holy Spirit has been given and it's for every believer. The Holy Spirit is for the church. The new birth is for the world. Think about what I said. The new birth, see, the world can't receive the Holy Ghost. And that's why people get in trouble. But the new birth is for the world. And once a person get born again, then the Holy Spirit is for that born again believer, because that's what Jesus promised. I'm going to send you another comforter. He said, well, how do you get over the Holy Spirit? I'm still preaching the gospel. The gospel is all inclusive. Good news. Amen. Amen. All right, I'm almost done. So, listen to this in getting ready to conclude. Let's see where I want to go. Notice. Yeah, here we come. The Bible says, Philip went down where? This is Acts 8:5. Philip went down to Samaria and did what? And preach Christ. This is Acts 8:5. And I'll read it to you. Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. And the people with one accord gave heed. The people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake. Notice what happened. Philip preached Christ. The people with one accord, did what? Gave heed unto those things which Philip spake. Hearing and what? Seeing the miracles which he did. How did he do that? Because he preached the gospel. And if you preach the gospel, you can work miracles. They heard what he said. They saw what he did. They heard what he said, and they saw what he did. Remind you, this was a mixed race of people. Remind you again, he worked the miracles with them, among them, to them, for them, and not a one of them was saved as of yet. Look at it. If you don't believe me, get home and search it out. And I'll show you in just a minute. And notice what else happened. For unclean spirit did what? Crying with loud voice came out of many that was possessed with them. And many taken with what? The palsy and that were lame were healed. And there was what? Great joy. These people start rejoicing, they ain't saved. That's why I was asking what was wrong with you this morning. These people not even saved, and they were saying all that. I can imagine. You know, you've been crippled all your life, and suddenly you jump up healed. You lame, you ever see a lame person? And these evil spirits, anybody ever been tormented with something? These evil spirits were tormenting these people, and all of a sudden that thing gone like that. Woo, glory. And then look at verse 12. But when they did what? Philip preaching the thing concerning the kingdom of God and the name of who? Jesus Christ. They were baptized, both men and women. I mean, now they believe what he, after he worked miracles, they believe what he said. And said, I want Jesus. And verse 13 says, but Simon himself, he is a fellow in witchcraft. Think about it. Here's a fellow in witchcraft, been bewitching the people, giving out that he was some great power. But the power of God showed him up that he was a liar. And he believed. And continued with Philip, beholding the miracles and signs which were done. Beholding what? Brothers and sisters, you, me, us together, there ought to be, and they are, we are having, but we want more. Sign following what we preach. What are you preaching every day on the job? What are you preaching at the gas pump? What are you preaching when you go over and visit your neighbor? Y'all, I ain't getting too good a witness here. What's in your conversation? What testimony do you bring to your neighbor? When they tell you how they're hurting and what happened in their life. What testimony do you bring to a home? Or what word do you give the person and say, my husband beat me. He abused me. Let me give you a serenity, okay? Y'all want it?
Yes, sir.
I got a husband, he beat me, come in drunk at night and beat me, come in, just raise all kind of sand. Next time he come in, y'all want the remedy? Y'all ready? Next time he come in, get by the door, get that skillet. And when he step through the door, say, Just practice that for a while and see how many times he'll come in and beat. It is a shame, though. The stuff that people go through and think they have to put up with. Y'all looking at me. My wife got my permission. I start acting a fool like that.
Okay.
That helped me get straightened out. I ain't gonna take that too many times.